It's before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. It's a cool groove. Like that. Guys, before we get into it, I know we've got a subject matter we want to make sure that we cover in this segment of the show. Really important stuff. This you're going to want to hear. But before we get to that, let me just tell you, hackers now are using artificial intelligence, AI. They're using a tool called PASS. I'm not sure how you say it. PASS GAN, I'm going to assume. PASS, capital G, capital A, capital N. Using this service, they've cracked 51% of passwords scanned, and they do it all in under a minute. Cyber criminals are now turning to tools like this to break into not only your personal computer and your personal lives in various ways, wherever they have digital access points, but they also are on a more nefarious basis going after banking, social media, and other accounts. And the only way to protect yourself is to change your password strategy, not just your password strategy immediately.
What's changing your password strategy?
Well,
what does that mean?
I think a lot of people take a, here's the danger. A lot of people take a kind of common approach, let's say an obvious approach to their password. There are many, you know, kind of favorite things in people's lives that they use, whether it be their kids or their pets' names, for example, and other things near and dear to them, things relevant to them and known to them that they use as part of their password. And then there are these common, if they require a number or a symbol of some kind in the password, people commonly use, again, things that are associated with their lives they're familiar with. So, for example, it might be an address. You know, right. A lot of people will use their address as the numerical part of a password. Mm-hmm. Other people might use part of their phone number, and these kinds of things familiar to them. Well, the key to the password strategy is, first of all, a password needs to be completely randomized. You know, if you look at when you're putting in a password and you have that auto suggest, you know, I'm going to use a strong password that is suggested, it's completely randomized. It has nothing to do with you, your personal life whatsoever. It's just a random generated number, like spinning the wheels and here's what comes up. And that's kind of the approach that's being recommended that you take. It has to be randomized and unaffiliated and unassociated with you and your life in any way. Don't use numbers associated with your life. Don't use pet names, you know, these kinds of things, because these AI tools now can dive into content relevant to you wherever they may find it, whether in social media, you know, these things are effective, and right. They're able to get this information and take shots at your password until they get it. And computing power is so powerful these days, it can do it rapidly, you know, go through many iterations until it begins to narrow in on your password and find it. So anyway, just a bit of a tip there. Make sure you change up your, not only your password, but your approach to whatever password mechanics you're using to come up with your password. All right, now moving on to the story I referenced a few minutes ago, something important to many of us, near and dear to our hearts, and that is the subject of the booming U.S. consumer snacking that's going on these days. The business sector of snacks is booming, whether that's cookies, whether it's candy, whether it's chips, whatever it may be. Nearly half of U.S. consumers are now eating three or more snacks a day, and that's up 8% over the past 2 years. According to a market research firm, U.S. snack sales rose to $181 billion last year. And I think, you know, when you, I notice in my own life, and it's just become part of the norm, snacking, right? I mean, it's just part of what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I even think that we've created a culture with our kids now.
Yes.
I say to them, oh, here, have a snack.
Right.
Like here, oh, you need something here, have a snack. And I know throughout the day that I have every day, I'll grab some sort of snack. And yeah, I probably have 2 to 3 snacks a day easily.
Actually, I see you put down a couple of bags of chips.
Oh, stop.
The family size, no less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Shrinkflation tells me that that's really only like a little mini bag inside that.
There you go. Make yourself
family
feel
size
better.
Bag.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. What used to be one bag, you can now get away having three. Or actually, it requires three.
That's right.
Depending on how you look at it. Really, in all seriousness, snacking is booming, and it has many implications. One, certainly on the business side. I think what started, it's been started years ago. Snacking has been going on forever. We tried to get into a kind of a moment, if you will, where we were turning to carrots and celery as a primary form of snacking. We had to add back in the ranch dressing and all the rest. We just seemed to have a way to always find ourselves back to having these snacks in our lives. And I think in moderation, it's probably okay, both for kids and for adults. The question is, the old needle, the old threshold on what is moderation seems to continue to move.
Well, yeah, it's becoming more acceptable. Right. I mean, you reference carrots and, healthy snacks, celery, things like that. Well, that's even been taken up by a business because now they actually put the carrot and the celery into a tiny little package and package it for us. So there you go. There's your healthy snack. I think Kroger is saying that the selling of, snacks has increased tremendously, not only just like the individual, but the boxes of snacks, the box that you get that has like 24 little snacks inside. Sure. I mean, that's taking up shelf space now because all these companies are turning their product into a snack of some sort.
Right. And in fact, so much so that what used to be a true snack, meaning, having some connotation of meaning in between meals, has now become a meal.
Has now become the meal. That's exactly right. Yeah.
It's really crazy how things have changed. And of course, I mentioned implications. I started with the business world, but certainly there are health implications too. There's just no getting around it. Hard to make a case for how candy and chips and so on is good for you. It frankly just isn't. It's a matter of choices and tolerance and what we're going to put up with, what we can't live without. But it's an interesting time. I'll tell you one thing we can't live without is our snacks. That is for sure. It's a booming industry. All right. Well, I know one person who's not helping the snack market grow at all, except for those carrots and celery snacks, is Ann Thomas. Ann.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yep.
Well, that might be true, but I do like a little snack every now and again.
But you probably make a healthy choice knowing you.
I try. Yes, I definitely try. So we've got some interesting news this morning. Michigan State made a big announcement yesterday, and we are very excited about this, especially Sean Bolegian. Sean has a incoming Spartan. And Sean, this is great news, what Michigan State's going to do in the fall.
Oh, this is tremendous, guys. It really is. Traditionally, I say traditionally because it hasn't been every year over the past decade, but the Spartans finished their season against Penn State, and this season is going to be the same, except it's not going to be at Spartan Stadium. It's going to be at Ford Field, and it's going to be on Black Friday. This is a huge event. I think it's fantastic.
It is. That's really great. Sean, did you say you have an incoming Sparty?
Yes, she just graduated. Hasn't graduated yet. Last day of school was Tuesday. Graduates next week. Prom today. So we're going through that whole season, and she's going to be a Spartan in August.
Hey, beautiful. Congratulations. You know what? I've got a daughter just graduated high school, Sparty as well, an incoming Sparty. So that's great. I'll see you. I'll see you there, Sean.
All right, bud.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. All right. All right. Headed to a break for us here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.